Well, it might not surprise you that in big cities like Sydney, a lot of food gets wasted, be it expired product or the remains of an unfinished plate. Loads of food from restaurants, homes and supermarkets ends up in landfill. In fact, according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, roughly one-third of the world's food is lost or wasted. But it's not all bad news. Many initiatives are attempting to tackle the problem, and one of them is the food pantry in Marrickville, responding to food waste on a local level. And joining me now to discuss is Mark Taylor, media producer at the Addison Road Community Centre. Mark, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Julie. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Fantastic. So can you tell me about food waste and how much of a serious issue it is here in Sydney?
It's a pretty big issue. Food waste and food security together. We did a report in the past few years looking at food insecurity and food waste in the inner west, and it showed that it's an issue that's major and it's increasing within the local community.
And it is increasing. Why is it increasing? How are we getting to this level of food wastage?
We're getting to this. From what, I mean, there's various reasons, depending on the supplier. Like there are, within the supermarket system itself, there is often a lot of waste created with home deliveries. Often home the orders that go online are sometimes not picked up, so that those foods wasted there. There's also food that doesn't meet standards. Doesn't make the shelves or doesn't make it out onto the floor. So at the primary producer level, there's a lot of food wasted. And then within the shops themselves, as food approaches its best before date, it's just often discarded. But that's changing now with different initiatives and different organisations like the Food Bank, Oz Harvest and smaller groups like ourselves.
Yeah, fantastic. And speaking of yourself, what is the food pantry? What do you do?
Oh, so the food pantry is it's a shop, it's a store, it's a community store, I would say. It's run by volunteers. We have a manager that's in a paid position, but it's operated by volunteers. It's accessed by anybody. It's a place where we distribute food that we rescue through various donors. It's not like a soup kitchen. We don't the reason why it was set up is twofold reason. It's the one to save food going into landfill, so it's the environmental cost of food waste, but it's also providing food security for low income earners, particularly, but anyone can shop there, because the way we look at it is that if you shop with us or if you shop with the food pantry, you're helping food waste from ending up in the landfill.
And I can imagine you've been quite popular. Have there been any challenges to keeping the food pantry going?
Supply. We found that demand is high. We have over 400 people shopping through the food pantry each week. We're only open 3 days a week. And some things that come in short supply, like fresh fruit and vegetables, staples like, you know, oils, pulses, that sort of thing. We rely on donors, and we're looking for more donors. So we're constantly trying to talk to supermarkets, other primary kind of and secondary food suppliers, particularly in the local area. I mean, we want this to be a local, local businesses supporting local people. The challenges are the supply meeting the demand. I mean, there's a lot of demand, and that's for various reasons. And one, there is a massive income gap. I mean, if you look at the New Start allowance, I think it's about $277 per week for somebody over 22, and that's $150 below the poverty line. So and that hasn't changed in 25 years, I think. So there's a lot of need out there, and we're finding that a lot of people coming through the doors are in real need for food assistance.
Well, it does sound like a fantastic initiative, Mark, and thank you so much for your time on the show today.